Yeah, so Rashi says, all right, so we're starting the beginning of Pesachim. So Rashi says that the mitzvah of bedikas chametz is in order that you're not over the iser of bayira bayimatzei. Not over the iser of bayira bayimatzei. Okay. Okay. So Tosis doesn't like Rashi's reasoning that the mitzvah of bedika is in order that you're not over bayira bayimatzei. And why? Because there's a what? Because the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say on Vav and Beis? Let's take a look at the Gemara. Well, let's put it this way. He's saying like this. Now, is Tosis asking a question on Rashi? Is this a question on Rashi, or is this a Stama question? In other words, even if you can say it's because of Bayir or Bayimotzei, then what? It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't work out. Why? Because even though you do the Bittul, the Rabbanan still insists that, even though you do Bedika, the Rabbanan still insists you do Bittul. Right? And the thing that they insist that you do with the Bedika really takes care of the whole problem. Right? So it's just an unnecessary thing. The whole Bedika is completely unnecessary. As they say, do Bedika. Why? To take care of Bayira Bayimatzei. And when you do Bedika, you must do Bittul. Right? So then the Bittul takes care of the Bayira Bayimatzei. So just skip the Bedika. Just do the Bittul. Like, what's the point? It's like a tircha that you don't need. There's no purpose for it. It's just a tircha. That's what he says. He says, "Amai hitzrichu chamim bedika." Why do they require it? Why do they make it? Why do they require it? Doesn't serve any function in terms of bayira bayimatzei. Okay, so Tosa's answer is that what? That really, it's true that what? That bittul would take care of the issur of. Bittul takes care of the issur of bayira bayimatzei. So what is bedika for? For achila. Rashi is saying bedika is part of the iser of bayira bayimatzei, and Tosh is saying it's part. It's like a new geder. It's like a geder for achila, right? The geder for achila. So then that raises the obvious question. Right. So you see, Tosh brings it right that the Gemara that the one that when you have the loaf on the roof on the ceiling beam, so the Gemara says maybe you can leave it there, right? Or are you worried it will fall and you might come to eat it? So Tosa says, you see from there, the Gemara holds Bedika is because of Isser Achila. But Gili Nine. Okay, so now the question is like this, though. Then if you're going to say, it's what? No, it's Tosa is putting the mitzvah of Bedika under what category? It's a Gzeira for Isser Achila. Right? It's a Gzeira for Isser, it's a Takana for Isser Achila. So there are a lot of Isser Achila in the Torah. So why does this Isser Achila get a Gzeira and others don't? Right? Now, if it's going to Rashi, it's obvious. It's Bayira Bayimatzei. It's a local mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that only has local application to Pesach, because that's the only time you have the Isser Bayira Bayimatzei. But according to Tosfos, it's a universal idea. It has a universal character to it. It's a geder for machalos asuros, right? So there are a lot of machalos asuros. How come this is the only one that gets a geder? That people are not right. So his answer is that what? Since chametz is mutter all year round, and there's only asur on Pesach, lo badiri mine. People aren't separate. They don't separate themselves from it. Yeah. So what does that mean? In other words, saying like this, that really every machol, all machols asuros need a certain geder. They really do. There's no difference between chametz b'pesach, between chametz and other isurim. There really is an idea of having a geder, right, to prevent you from eating machols asuros in general. Chametz is not a unique. It's not a unique idea that Malachos Asuros should have a certain type of a geder. The only thing is, he's saying the other ones have an intrinsic geder. You understand? The other ones have an automatic geder. Since nobody views them as food, nobody views them as ochlem, in their minds, in people's minds, the cheeseburger is not on the menu. Right? So you wouldn't accidentally take it. But so it has its own gedder. Right? But chametz is just a temporary thing. You view it in your mind as a food. So now you have to constantly be reminding yourself. Constantly remind yourself, not to eat it now. So that requires an external gedder. But in terms of the idea of the same, every malchus, all malchus sewers require a certain type of a gedder. The thing is, some of them have it intrinsically, and some of them require external. On an emotional level, you have an aversion. Now, on an emotional level, there's an aversion to other malchus sewers. So you don't have to worry about, it's not a matter of remembering a specific fact that prevents you from eating them. There's a certain aversion to them. But here, there's no aversion to this. So now the rabbanon have to come and help. Yeah. So then the next line says, nausea. Okay, so the marshal, I think, changes to neder also, he says. It's much to other people. Hasn't helped you. And also, nobody mentioned one other funny thing that he, the Tosis, was saying the whole time. Yisuri Hanok. Why didn't he say Machol Asturos? Right? Why did he say Yisuri Hanok? With a chalev. Right? You know, it's like his answer by neder. In other words, to say you have to destroy the thing, when it has other uses, is too far. And that there's a certain, since the thing is only of certain so to destroy it would take away all the, would be to remove the chetza completely. But that's not what the isser is. The isser is only in the tzarchila. That is true. There's a English question. The question is, why don't you say all of the isser or not? So why isn't the answer in this question all of the malchus? It's overboard to destroy the it's a tashkis. I mean, you're destroying it. You're wasting something. It has to be commensurate to there's a certain limit to how far you can go based on the harm of the takana. You have to look at the harm of the takana too. Maybe they wouldn't make a takana where there's a harm involved. There's a certain benefit, but there's also tremendous harm. I mean, Torah says that you can use these things. They're valuable. Chos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amor Shel Yisrael. Right? The Torah is concerned about people's money. Right? Because it says by the Mitzorah, so it says the Kohen goes in, right? I think Rashi goes in, the Kohen goes in and tells him, take everything out of the bias before he proclaims whether it's Saras or not. The Gemara says, what are they worried about? You can just total everything. He says, they worry about the small Pachem Ketanim of Cheres that you can't total. But those are very cheap. He says, see, Kargoch was Fasam Marjit. So, I mean, to say that anything that has Nisar Achila, you have to destroy, I mean, that would be a tremendous consequence. You don't see the Chazal step in that circumstance. You don't see that's the type of takana they make. You only see that when there's a machos, which is the cause, you have to look at if there's any collateral damage of the takana. So all you can say from chametz is that when there's a benefit and there's no harm, they institute it. But that wouldn't be a good question on what about Oda Chazer. Oda Chazer. He can make a lot of things of the Chazer. Oh, and that's the same answer by Neder. That's the same answer by another. It's useful to other people. So then it's a Baal Tashkus to destroy it. It's a little bit. I mean, could be why he didn't want to say neder is because neder is a little bit overboard. Because for instance, I can make a neder that I'm not going to get enough from all of your property. So wouldn't require me to go and destroy your house. But this is only. But let's focus for a minute. Badika is only talking about things in your rishus. None of these would require. There's never a gzeira. There's no contemplation of a gzeira that just says because basar b'cholav is usur, or even chametz, because chametz is usur, I have to go and burn down every bakery in town. Right? It's only so how come? If you're worried, guy's going to eat it, so maybe you have to make the whole cedar. No, so apparently birshusay. The isser is the only isser is birshusay, right? Because that's where you have your the isser is to have ochlim that are usser birshus, because that's the makom of your tashmish. So it doesn't extend beyond the practical. It's also another, right? Can't override an isser, right? Certainly can't override over. Can't make a gzeira to do another isser. But in terms of takana, so how do they formulate it? Saying since they, it has to be a structure that has to be a conceptual idea. They're saying the idea is they shouldn't be over mafal of the surahs, but only in the makom of your. Okay. So this first answer we can understand. It makes sense. I mean, it flows. It makes sense. It has a normal structure of a takana. But the second answer is very difficult. Because the second answer sounds like he's starting with a new answer, but then he winds up with the same old answer. Right? Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so there's an inami. The inami is coming to answer what? Inami what? Inami what? What? Hi? Why this is not machas? Now, there's not an inami on what Bedika is for, right? What Bedika is for, he's sticking with. That's because he has that Gemara that says it, right? He's sticking with that Gemara. The Gemara says, the Chametz b'shmei kura, that's his anchor, right? So then the only question is, the only question is, why here over all other machal asuras? Right? That's the only question. But that, no. So the first answer is straight, saying that what? It has nothing to do with Bayir Alayim. First answer has nothing at all to do with Bayir Alayim. It's simply a question of, you might come to eat it. So then you have to say, so why this food over all other, why this machal asuras over all other machal asuras? Right? But the second answer now, he's straying. He's straying from the. He's straying somewhat into Rashi's territory now, right? He's saying it has something to do with Bayir Rabbah Yamatze. What does that have to do with Bayir Rabbah Yamatze? Well, that's strange. No, so he said like this. He says, so maybe it's like this. Machometz is different. Shehichmira b'Torah lavar b'Bayir Rabbah Yamatze. First of all, what does that mean? The Torah is machmir? It's like a chumrah in the Torah? Like by Arias. But anyway, so he says the Torah is machmir. Okay, so you say machmir meaning compared to other Isurim. Right? Compared to other machmir. But anyway, other Isurim. So the Torah is machmir. So what's the chumrah of the Torah? Don't have it in your Rishus. Right? That's the chumrah of the Torah. Now, therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore the Chachamim were machmir to search after it and destroy it, even when you took care of the Isser in the Torah. Even though you did Bittul, which got rid of the whole problem of the Torah. Right? But if they want to be machmir like the Torah is machmir, no, it's, But then what was their chumrah? Destroy it so you don't come to eat it? But that's not what the Torah was doing. The Torah wasn't machmir like that. The Torah wasn't machmir or coming to eat it. But just in terms of the surah of the... Answer me this question. In terms of the difference in the first answer and the second answer, the difference in the first answer and the second answer in terms of why the Chachamim made the Isser of Bedika. Okay, so in other words, he's saying in one sense he's saying they're the same, right? Because the Gzeira is Shema Yavo L'Ochlo, right? Bedika is because you might come to eat it. But in the first answer, what? In the first answer, there is a legitimate concern that you might come to eat it. Right? And then he has to explain, why is there a legitimate concern here that you'll come to eat it, and not there that you'll come to eat it. Right? But in the second answer, he's saying what? He's saying there really is no chashash that you'll come to eat it. There really is no chashash that you'll come to eat it. In other words, in the second answer, in the first answer, he has to differentiate other isuriyana from chametz. Why? Because he's saying that an isur hana alone, in the eyes of Chazal, would generate an obligation to search and destroy. Right? That's a general concept. So then you have to explain how come this general concept only appears in one place. Right? So you have to say, because the other ones have their own gedder. They have their intrinsic... In other words, in terms of the first answer, there's no difference between chametz and any other isur hanah. Every isur hanah requires some sort of preventative measure to keep you from violating it. The only thing is that all the other ones happen to have a built-in one, a psychological barrier, whatever you want to call it. Right? But chametz is left alone, unprotected. So Chachamim had to come in just to restore it to the same level that every other thing naturally is. Right? Just to keep it even with everybody else. Just to keep it even with everything else. Right? Everything else has an automatic getter. This one is left. So they had to build a getter to keep it even. But the second answer is saying that what? That really, there's never a need for a getter. There's never a need for a getter, whatever the reason is. There's no need for a getter. You don't have to explain why the other ones don't have a getter. For the second answer, he has no interest in explaining why the other ones don't have and have a mitzvah to go search and destroy them. Why? Because that's not a kasha. Nothing would naturally need any getter. So why does this one have it? Why? Not because it needs it. So why? No, does not demand it. Answer. This is the problem in the second answer is that he's maintaining the idea that it's in order that you don't come to eat it, but he seems to be acknowledging that there's no real chashash that you're going to come to eat it. Because in his first answer, he took Dilma Asi L'Michle seriously. And then he has to say it has nothing to do with Pesach. It just has to do with Machol Tesuah, the Dar Sivanah. So then you have to differentiate how come this one has it and the other one don't. But the second answer is saying it's rooted in a Pesach idea. Vayiro Vayimatzeh. The only thing is there's nothing to do. The only thing is that what? But this is what's the problem. The problem is it seems like it's still an unnecessary gezeirah. You're not really worried. There's not really a concern that people are going to eat the chametz. That's what I'm thinking about. Right, in other words, so let's just put it in terms of the structure. In terms of the structure, what's he saying? He's saying it's not that you're more likely to eat chametz than to eat any other iser. That's not the reason why it's here. Right? But it's a chumrah. No, the first answer is saying that the bedika is not a chumrah. It's the norm. That's the norm. The norm is everything should have its own gedder. those have them and this one doesn't. So now we have to make it normal. Huh? No, in the first answer. Yeah, but they were, the Chachamim were machmir to make it normal. To make it, to bring it back to having a gedder, which all the other ones also have. Right? It's not a chumrah above other things. But over in the second answer, he's saying it is a chumrah above other things. Why? Because the Torah is machmir. So the Chachamim are machmir. But it doesn't have anything to do with bringing it, it is a chumrah. It's a chumrah. The first answer is taking the chumrah nature out of it. The second answer is saying it still is a chumrah. So why should they be machmir? Why should they be machmir? Because it's always machmir. What kind of idea is that? Yeah, making the gezeirah. So I was saying, you guys are saying the same thing. Something like what? That you make the gezeirah, you either make gezeirah because the likelihood is more, or because the harm is worse. Because the harm is worse, because you see the Torah was more machmir, so this must be much more serious. So then, on serious things, like Milos also, like Milos. Okay. No, that's an interesting question. The question is, doesn't the Darabon have to come and extend a Daraisa and be a Gedder for a Daraisa? Right? So you're saying like this, that it's an extension of the Isra of Achila. That's what you're saying, right? It's an extension of the circular. So why? No? Go ahead.
It's an extension of the concept of Vayir Avayim. They function as a circular. That's the whole idea of Vayir Avayim. They really did it on Vayir Avayim. They came from Vayir Avayim.
Okay, so they wanted to. They wanted to extend Vayir Avayim. But it doesn't make sense. Because how can you extend Vayir Avayim? Rabbi Yamazi says, once you mavatl it, it's gone, and Bidika is inferior to Bittel. So how could they say, so how is Bittel going to help, how is Bidika going to help Rabbi Yamazi? Okay, so they're saying like this, that Rabbi Yamazi wouldn't exist if there was no Sarkhil, like you're saying. So you see, that's what he means, Hichmiru HaTorah. That because of the Isra Achila, the Torah made a chumrah that you shouldn't own it. So what? So Chachamim also wanted to make a chumrah. What, they were jealous? Yeah. So maybe like this. I think this is what everyone's trying to say. Tell me if I'm right. That what bothers me is where is the what's the gedder of here? What's the gedder? Because Tosa seems to be saying it doesn't need a gedder for Achila. It's like making a gedder where no gedder is necessary. So where's the quality of extension of the Daraisa? Do something that's useless doesn't seem to be beneficial. That's an understatement, right? To do something useless doesn't seem to be a kiyum in anything, right? Where's the gedder? Where's the gedder? I understand the other thing. You say you don't do this, you don't do that. Maybe Tosin is saying a different idea, a completely new idea here. That there are two types of takanos. They can make a takana as a gedder on an Isra. That's the first answer. The takana of the Bidika is of the ordinary sort. Extension and together for an Isra of Malchus as well. And then he asks the question, is this ordinary? Well, maybe there's a second answer saying like this, that sometimes they can make a takana to highlight a concept in the Torah. It's a different kind, it's not a gedder. Not a gedder. It's a takana to, it's an extension of the idea of Vayir Avayim, like you're saying. Because that itself is the Mishmeres. Not a practical type of Mishmeres, but a Mishmeres of the nature of the thing. It's an extension just to bring to everybody. attention the way the Torah really views the thing. You know what I'm saying? So now they can't extend it. Oh, you're saying the only place they have to make a chumrah is as ochlin, because in terms of being in Yerushus, they can't be machmir on Bayira Bayimatzai. Not possible. Once you do bittul, it's not in Yerushus. They can't say and take it out of Yerushus, but it's not in my Yerushus. In terms of the isra of Bayira Bayimatzai, it's not in my Yerushus. Right. So you can't take it more out of Yerushus. You know what I'm saying? You can't extend the thing's non-existence. Can't make it less existent. It's not existent already. So the only way they can formulate it, they had to formulate it in terms of an extension of the Isra Achila. They couldn't formulate it in terms of an extension of Bayi Rabbi Yamatzi. It has nothing to do with it really. It's to teach you. That's what he means. That's what he means. That since the Torah was machmir, they wanted to highlight its nature. So the only way they could do it, so they had to make a takana. They made a takana to extend the awareness of the concept that the Torah already started. That's the only way they could do it. That's the only way they could do it. They just wanted some chumrah. They wanted some chumrah. Yeah, right. No, it's good. Yeah, you have to go think into what's the ideas of Chabetz and Pesach. But right, since the Torah said this is a different type of an Isser, then they wanted to make it different in all respects. They wanted to complete its distinction. But in other words, but then you don't have to ask why other Isser are different. Because the Torah didn't distinguish any of these. But that's the two answers. Either it's really an extension of Machlokes Asuros, like any other Machlokes Asuros, and then you have to differentiate why not others. Or it's really an extension of the Torah's Chumrah, the Torah's differentiating it from other things. But the only way they could do it was in terms of, the only way they can take, the only form that they could make was in terms of the form of Machlokes Asuros. Not associated, because the problem is like this: there's no other way they can make the gzera. Because what are they going to say? Anything you own, destroy. But I did bittul, so I don't own it anymore. You understand? It doesn't exist to you as part of your shus once you do bittul. So then they can't say. So then what's the kiyum of what? The thing that I don't own anymore, destroy. The thing that is surrounded by my walls. I mean, what relationship is that? So then they have to. Then it's the only way they can extend it is in terms of Machlokes Asuros. That way, it does exist to you as a Machlokes Asuros. So then, in that relationship, you have to destroy it. Now, as the Torah says, destroy it. The Torah says, destroy it as you relate to it as kinyonim, as nechosim, as property. So that's bittul. But then the Rabbanan, they said, destroy it in the way you look at it, in the way you relate to it as an ochel. That's functional. That's just functionally, that it's accessible in my rishus. So then you have a question tomorrow. What if it's inaccessible? So then, inaccessible, it might come to be accessible. Is that called accessible? Because the Bedika is really less than it, according to the way that he's lying. It's inferior to it. What kind of a chumrah would that be? It wouldn't have the quality of a chumrah. The bittul is like a chumrah. The bittul is the real thing. So in terms of ochlin, it could be doesn't have anything to do with Bayi Rabbi Yamatzai. Because the nafkamina, what he's showing in the end, is saying that if you learn the first answer, then even tarov eschom you should have to destroy. Because it just has to do with Machlokes Asuros, lo bog dili inshimine. Right? Any Machlokes Asuros that are asur b'ano, you're not naturally averse to, you have to destroy. But according to the second answer, it's going to be difficult, because it's rooted in the Chumrah of Bayi Rabbi Yamatzai. And on those cases of Nuksha and Tarovas, there's no Chumrah of Bayi Rabbi Yamatzai. So then you're going to have to say that Rabbanan just made an overextensive Gezeira. They made their Gezeira extend to cases that like a low plug. They just made anything that has a Shem chametz you have to destroy, even though it's not really commensurate to the chametz. See, that's what I'm saying. There's two types of extensions. Either an extension on the Isser or an extension on the idea. And he's saying in the second answer, it's an extension of the idea. No, it's because the Torah wants you to know this. The Torah considers it different, so it should be different in Zekiyim to make it different in other ways too. It's not a kiyum in Bayirah Bayimatze. It's a kiyum in the same thing that generated Bayimatze, Midaraisa. There's an idea It's the idea of Chametz.